It's the Friday feature interview of the week on WNCW, presented by Ingles Markets, home to curbside grocery pickup, a pharmacy offering flu vaccinations, and the Advantage Card. I'm your host, Paul Foster. We shine the spotlight on Gardner Webb Professor of Spanish, Dr. Charles Moore, who has received a distinguished award to publish a book. Charles, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Paul. I'm just honored and excited to be here.
Before we get into the exciting news and learn all about the book, share a bit of your own background in higher education and how long you've been a part of the family at Gardner Webb University. You are in the Department of World Languages.
Yes. Well, I've been at Gardner Webb. I'm originally from Bristol, Tennessee, right over the mountain. My undergrad was in communications, ironically, from UT Knoxville. And then after that undergrad, I changed directions and master's degree from George Mason back in the 80s. And then my PhD several years later from UNC Chapel Hill in 1997. And since that time, 1997, I've been at Gardner Webb. So this year, this upcoming year is my 29th year at Gardner Webb.
A grant is responsible for helping you get this opportunity. So talk about that grant, how you became eligible to compete for it, and the steps you had to take before being selected for the honor.
We are lucky at Gardner Webb to have a chapter, Tau Omega, of Sigma Delta Pi, which is the National Spanish Honor Society. You know, every major, history, math, biology, Spanish, French, music, whatever, has their own national honor society. And students who excel in the major are every year, and Gardner Webb is no exception, we always have a yearly induction ceremony for outstanding students, in this case, Spanish, for Sigma Delta Pi. And I've been lucky enough to be the sponsor for the last 25 years, ever since my predecessor, Marvin Taylor, retired. He started our local chapter. I am privy to, from the national office, awards of this type are available for chapter sponsors. Students also can get scholarships. There are awards for the best chapter sponsor who has a book ready to be published, and the award was for $1,500, which goes toward publication costs. Now, it was a competitive award. Luckily, I had a book ready to go. The turnaround was quite short. It was, the announcement came out in February, and the deadline was July 1st. So any young scholars out there, the lesson to be learned is always have something ready, because you never know when the call is going
to
come.
Please share the name of your book and what it pertains to the most.
The book is, the English translation of the book would be The Petrarchan Legacy of Friendship in Spanish American Poetry. I always say, now, when you ask me what my book's about, and I tell you, I get people staring at me like, what? So let me explain. Petrarch was a very well-known medieval Italian poet, and he was one of the very first to talk about friendship, different types of friendship. He was back during the Middle Ages in Italy during the Black Plague, where friends could be anybody. Anybody could help you to survive, whether it was family, whether it was anybody, was called your friend. And so the definition of friendship through Petrarch really took on a new life among poets, among artists, among people. I played off that because today we're really in the same situation, because with the internet, I can be your friend. I can friend you. I can unfriend you. And I don't even know you. I've never seen you. So you see where I went with it. I tried to have fun with the concept of friendship. This evolution of who's a friend and how, what a friend is, has been going on for years. I mean, the Bible talks about friendship. Aristotle talked about friendship. But Petrarch, this Italian poet, the most famous Italian poet, probably of the Renaissance, was the first to really give people permission to talk about friends and how to be a friend and what is a friend in the modern sense. And so that's what I did among poets that I studied. One of my things that really stood out to me was a lot of the poets that I studied wrote to other poets. And a lot of their poems were about mundane type things, food they didn't like, people that irritated them. What are you doing? This was kind of like a primitive form of Facebook or Instagram. This is how they communicated back in the 16th through the 19th century.
As you mentioned, and by no surprise, the book is written entirely in Spanish, but it involved a number of years of study and research, did it not?
It sure does, because when I finished my PhD, I know people think if you have a PhD, you're supposed to know it all. Well, believe me, that's not the case. One of my weaknesses in finishing my PhD, and I knew it, was poetry. I'd had a poetry course, but it was still a big weakness. Well, after a few years, I decided I needed to attack, instead of being afraid of that weakness, I needed to attack it. And that meant study. 15 years ago, I set out to, okay, I'm going to climb this mountain. And this book is really the culmination of that study over all these years. I have published a couple of articles about that are included in this book along the way, which gave me confidence in what I was doing about the friendship issue that I kept running across as I read and studied Spanish American poetry, starting in the 16th century all the way through the 20th century. So this was like a 400-year history of Spanish American poetry that I set out to study. Born of a weakness, which really turned into one of my strengths and one of my best scholarly efforts, so to speak.
The guest on WNCW's Friday feature is Gardner-Webb University Professor of Spanish, Dr. Charles Moore, who will soon have his book released. Charles, what do you hope that someone who reads your book will come away with?
That people, scholars who read my book, will come away getting a bigger picture of Spanish American poetry. I mean, I think that's one thing that always was lacking to me during my classes is how does this fit into the big picture? Because I cover 400 years here in my book. I wanted to put the pieces together. I wanted to have a little fun with it too, because Chapel Hill was very conservative as far as scholarship is concerned. I was trained to not stray off of the masters. You don't quote anybody that's not one of the approved masters here. And I finally needed to break away after 30 years. I needed to have a little fun with it. And, I used some sources here that were non-traditional, like my poets that I study. They weren't traditional. They broke molds. So I use blogs. I use interviews. I used even Wikipedia sometimes, which is the capital cardinal sin. Traditional and non-traditional sources. So I hope my readers will see that.
Now let me get you to read a part of your book, something brief from a particular page or chapter, and then, if you don't mind, translate from the Spanish to English.
I chose a note off of my introductory note to the book, that preliminary introductory note. As we see today in our virtual ability to friend someone on Facebook, or unfriend someone, the word friend has become a verb as well as a noun. I can friend you, I can unfriend you, as well as you are my friend. Poetry used this same evolution in the definition of friendship and friend to adapt to new eras and to remain relevant. The genre essentially acted as a primitive ways to friend someone or a multimedia platform to increase personal intimacy and professional interaction. It supported or protested social causes or politics, as we see today in on X or GoFundMe. It promoted celebrities. Poems were written about other poets, as we see today on Instagram or TikTok. It taught people how to do things, as we see today on YouTube. Or it just simply gave people a chance to talk about trivial daily activities or important things they do, like we see today on a blog, a vlog, or again on Facebook. Poetry was indeed the town square, the written town square that united artists and gave them a reason to keep working, to create, to write, or to simply just to live.
We will update listeners in the future when this book is actually available and how and where they can get it. But what's the latest as of right now?
It's still at print with the Ediciones Albatros. They believe it will be ready for me to review in September, and then it will go to print probably the end of this year, and it is going to be a print book.
From the Department of World Languages at Gardner-Webb University, the professor of Spanish, now author, Dr. Charles Moore, thank you so much.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much, Paul, for having me today.
Presented by Ingalls Markets, you've been listening to the Friday feature from WNCW. I'm Paul Foster.